Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 24, 34 to 38, 42 to 49, 58 to 67, and Matthew 11, 16 to 19, and 25 to 30. The sermon title is Listening Beyond Our Assumptions, Wisdom, Courage, and Rest. These readings bring together Rebecca's courageous decision to step into an unknown future and Jesus' challenge to people who refuse to listen, followed by his tender invitation, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." The image that stayed with me is Rebecca standing at the edge of a new life. She's been asked to leave her home, her whānau, and everything familiar, and travel toward a future she can't fully see. This isn't a small thing. It's not a passive moment. Rebecca isn't simply handed over as part of someone else's plan. She's asked, "Would you go?" And she answers, "I will." That's courage. Not certainty, not control, not a fully mapped out future. Courage. There's something deeply human in that. Many of the important decisions in our lives are made without perfect clarity. We take a new path. We begin a relationship. We accept a responsibility. We let go of something familiar. We step into change, carrying both hope and fear. The Genesis story reminds us that God's guidance isn't always dramatic. It may come through conversation, prayer, discernment, relationship, and the quiet unfolding of events. God may be present, not as a loud voice from the sky, but as wisdom emerging through ordinary human choices. One thing preachers may want to notice is the strong connection between courage and listening. In Matthew, Jesus sounds frustrated. John the Baptist came with discipline and austerity, and people dismissed him. Jesus came eating, drinking, and sharing life with all sorts of people, and they dismissed him too. One was too severe, the other was too free. The real problem wasn't the style of the messenger. The real problem was that people had already decided not to listen. That's uncomfortably familiar. We know how easily important voices are dismissed. Too political, too emotional, too young, too angry, too soft, too strange, too challenging. And once we found a reason to criticize the messenger, we no longer have to deal with the message. Jesus cuts through that habit with one sharp line. Wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. In other words, look at the fruit. Does this message lead to compassion? Does it deepen justice? Does it restore dignity? Does it make room for the weary? Does it help love take flesh? If so, then wisdom may be speaking, even if the voice is not the one we expected. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. The service can invite the congregation into a rhythm of listening, trust, and rest. The prayers can name the assumptions we carry without noticing. The children's talk had used oversized listening ears, wrong-way binoculars, a heavy basket carried together, or a suitcase of courage to explore what it means to hear God through unexpected voices. This is also a Sunday to give people permission to be tired. Jesus' words, "Come to me, all you that are weary," aren't sentimental. They're deeply practical. He doesn't say there'll be no work. A yoke is still a yoke, and there's still a path to walk, still love to practice, still justice to seek, still burdens to carry. But his yoke is shared. His way is not driven by ego, frantic proving, or lonely self-sufficiency. It's grounded in grace. It teaches us to lay down the burdens that were never ours to carry, the need to control everything, to be right all the time, to look strong, to keep everyone happy, to carry the future alone. That's good news for congregations, especially weary ones. The invitation isn't to do more and more until we collapse. The invitation is to walk differently, to listen more generously, to risk love, to share the load, to recognize that wisdom may already be present within the community, waiting to be honored. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation hold assumptions lightly, listen for wisdom in unexpected places, and find courage for the next faithful step. May they hear Christ's invitation not as another demand, but as grace. Come, share the load, and find rest for your souls. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.